Listen, the man is just about to see it.
Yeah, let's hear nobody listen.
Rinso, the new Rinso with Oleum, brings you the Amos and Andy Show. The soap that contains Soleum, the sunlight ingredient, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy.
With Christmas fast approaching, the Kingfish has hit upon a way to raise some quick cash to buy presents. He's decided to sell his old 1928 automobile. Right now, we find Andy and the Kingfish about to make some repairs on the car before taking it down to a used car dealer.
Yeah, this here's some car you got, Kingfish. How much gas does this thing use?
Well, brother Andy, near as I've been able to figure, I get about 13 on a gallon.
13 miles on a gallon ain't bad.
Miles? I'm talking about blocks.
Oh, yeah, well, who are you going to sell this car to, Kingfish?
Sell it? Well, there's a used car dealer in town, Andy, that are going to sell it to.
Which one is that?
He calls himself the Liberal Scotsman. The only one thing about him, before he'll buy the car, he's got to have a smooth-running motor.
Mm.
And, Andy, we got to work on it and take the knock out of this motor.
Well, that might be hard to do. I think the knock was built right in this thing, you know?
Yeah, well, let's start working on here. See if we can't get the knock out of it.
All right. Hey, look here, Kingfish. You got a flat tire.
Oh, that's easy to fix. Them tires come right off the car. I've got the mountable rims.
Yeah, well, get in the car and start up the motor.
Yeah, let me open the door and get in.
You got the mountable doors, too.
Hey, Andy, you better get in the car and start up the motor.
All right.
Yeah, get in there now.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here I go.
What's the thing with that, Andy?
You got a thing in there, all right. I'll shut it off.
Let me get this monkey wrench here and tighten up something around here. Yeah, get this thing right here. All right, now start it up again.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Cut it off. Well, what do you think, Andy?
I think you've got kennel racing in your gas.
Wait a minute. Let me try something else here with this hammer.
You ready?
Yeah, start it up again. Cut it off. We was all right till that duck flew in there. I got one more idea here, brother Andy. Hand me that brick right there.
What you gonna do with that, Peter?
Well, I'm going to use this brick for a wedge so it'll close up part of the crack in the cylinder here.
Yeah, that'll hold it till you can get it done right with baling wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll hold it till we sell it anyway. Start it up again, Anna.
Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. But that ain't going to last long. That's only temporary. Now, wait a minute, don't rise no more than you got, Anna. Cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off there.
Now, what do we do now?
That way we go down to the Liberal Scotsman. Andy, you hold the door, and I'll drive with one hand to keep the windshield from falling off. I'll stop right here in the middle of this lot. Here's his lot right there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, here comes the Liberal Scotsman now.
Yeah. Hello, mister.
How do you do?
Tell me this. Is you the Liberal Scotsman?
Who's not? Who else?
We want to sell you this car. It's a 1928 model.
1928? Boys, believe. I'm here for business, not to reminisce.
Well, now, tell you what, look at the interior, mister.
I don't look on the inside.
Yeah,
well, just look at that dashboard.
Yeah.
It's only a speedometer.
Yeah, it ain't all cluttered up with a lot of stuff.
I see more instruments than a gas range.
Don't you buy a lot of secondhand cars?
Most of course. I've got used car lots in every state in the Union. New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
Where else?
There's more.
Tell me this, what will you give us for this car?
My friend, first I would like to hear the motor, how the motor runs.
Well, we got a smooth-running motor.
And I want to hear with my ears no ping and very little pong.
Well, I'll start up here. Here we go.
That's enough.
How much will you give us for it?
$50 with all the animals.
$50? That ain't nothing.
Well, how much do you want?
$100.
Ha! Silly boy.
So, Kingfish, you're having trouble, huh? Oh, yes, well, Amos ain't been able to sell my car to none of the used car dealers in town.
Well, maybe you've been hitting the wrong market, Kingfish.
Yeah, you ought to try an antique shop, Kingfish.
Say, Amos, did you talk to that junkyard man about the Kingfish's car?
Yeah, I talked to Joe about the car. He owns that big place on the corner with all the junk heaped up on it, you know.
Well, would
he buy the car, Amos? He told me that he thought it would spoil the appearance of his lot. That's what he said.
Yeah, Kingfish, you might have to repaint it before the junk man will take it.
Yeah, well, you know, the public is getting wise to these fancy prices. And that car of yours ain't no steal, no matter what they charge you. Well, see you later, fella. So long.
Why has the public got to get wise just when I want to sell something? You know, Kingfish, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but the public is a different thing.
Yeah, you put your finger right on it, Anna.
You know, Kingfish, you might sell that car to some out-of-town junkyard where it ain't got no public and that would... Hey, wait a minute. Kingfish, look out the window here, quick.
Yeah, what's the matter, Anna? What's the matter?
Look at that. There's a fella climbing in your car out there. It looks like he's going to steal it.
Holy mackerel. You're right, he's going to steal it. Andy, look here. You keep watching him out the window while I get on the telephone and call the police.
Okay.
Operator. Oh, I forgot. I got to dial over. Oh, man.
Kingfish, he's trying to get some keys in the ignition.
Oh, operator, the police station. Hurry up, quick.
He's working on it.
Oh, me. Why don't they answer? I could sell that car for $50 to somebody. And all the insurance I got is $200. Wait a minute. $200 insurance. Brother Andy, is the man gone with the car yet?
Got the key in the ignition, but he can't get it going. What must we do?
Who was there and show him how to start? Wait a minute. I'm so nervous here, Andy.
He got it started. He's pulling out.
Good. I mean bad. $200 insurance.
Oh, there he goes, Kingfish, down the street.
He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone, huh?
Yeah, there he goes, out of sight.
Wait a minute. Hello? Police station? Hello, Sergeant Smith. This is George Stevens. Yeah, so glad you remembered me. Yeah. I want to report something. You remember that second-hand car I had? Well, somebody done stole the thing. Goodbye.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Andy, I'm really a happy man. Yippee, yes, sir, I is happy. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey.
My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-dah. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactory.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. There's a guy on the radio, plays Gabby, the lawyer, and he's on our show. He's always talking and running his mouth, so they made him a movie star in Song of the South. Now he can't. plays Uncle Remus. On the screen, Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus. Come for Uncle Remus. Come along now. Sing your song now. Zippity, we're in your key.
Zippity-doo-dah. Zippity-yay. My, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine, it's my way. Zippity-dee-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-dee-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful Bluebird, wonderful day. Lovely, lovely. It's got me real.
It's
really actual, and again I say,
what a wonderful day.
Ladies, the way to take care of your cottons and linens is to wash them in Rinso. Rinso saves the wear of boiling and hard rubbing. And Rinso keeps washable colors fresh and bright for ages. You see, Rinso has a triple action formula that contains a special soapy-rich base, a marvelous suds booster, and an amazing grease chaser. Ask for Rinso for a wash that's... Rinso white and Rinso bright. Friends, if you can't always get Rinso, it's because there's a worldwide shortage of fats and oils needed for making soap and other things we all want. This shortage is really worse now than it was last year. So it's vital that you save and turn in all waste kitchen fat. You know, saving waste fat actually helps you in two important ways. First, it helps get more soap to your grocer. Second, you'll be amazed at the high prices many meat dealers are paying for waste fat. It runs into real money. So save every drop of waste fat and get it to your meat dealer quickly.
Kingfish, my friend?
Yeah, Henry, I insured my car through you, and here's the policy, and I'm happy to report that the car's been stolen.
Stolen car? Mm-hmm. Too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. Now, let me take a look at the policy here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any personal property in the car?
No.
You know, this is a blanket policy.
Come to think of it, there was a couple of blankets in the car, yeah.
What kind of blanket?
Oh, any kind. I ain't fussy. There was there. I think my wife had a fur coat locked up in the glove compartment, too.
Well, let's see. In the big type, on the first page of the policy here, I can't find nothing that says you ain't covered.
Oh, well, that's good, Henry.
Now let's look at the small type on the other pages.
Ain't no small type there. There ain't nothing but just some straight lines there.
Lines? My dear insured friend, that's printing. Let me get out my magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, here's where we have you.
Yeah, let me see through that glass one. Yeah, there is some reading in it, ain't there? Look here, can we go by the big type?
No, that's just for the naked eye reading.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see here, through the magnifying glass, the little type says that personal property is not covered unless it is stolen out of the car while it is going at least 45 miles an hour.
People like that got to have some greyhound blood in them.
Well, that's right here in the small type.
Yeah, well, you know, this policy is like the lease on your house. The big type gives it to you and the little type takes it away. That's what it is.
Well, I represent one company that uses invisible ink. They ain't paid out a claim in 12 years.
Yeah, well, then I don't get nothing on my personal property, huh?
I'm afraid not, Kingfish. And even if you was lucky enough to get by the small type, you'd still get caught by the waivers and the loopholes.
Oh, you got them in there, too, yeah. Yeah, well, what about the $200 on the automobile insurance? They ain't gonna magnify none of that, is it?
Oh, no, no, you'll collect that without any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company will just make a routine investigation. We'll have an insurance investigator come around to see you and then send you a check for the $200.
Yeah, send a man over to see me. Oh, that's great. And, oh, just very simple.
Now, Kingfish, here is 97 different blanks that I want you to sit down and fill out. It'll just take you a couple of days.
Yeah, well, why have they got to do all that?
It's the rule of the no red tape insurance company.
Well, now, let me see here. I got $200 coming in. That'll take care of my Christmas presents. I certainly hope they never find that old jalopy. I ought to get a present and give it to the thief, too, if I can find him. Hey, I think that I'll...
Hey, Kingfish. Kingfish, I've been looking for you. I just seen your car parked over on Lenox Avenue.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, why has you got to stick your nose... wait a minute now. You ain't seen my car, ain't
you? Yes, I is. It was parked right near the corner of 145th Street.
No, now, wait a minute. Now, sit down, Brother Andy, and don't get excited. Just try to keep calm and unlaxed, and this eye trouble of yours will go away in no time.
Oh, wait a minute. There ain't nothing the matter with my eyes.
Andy, old pal, I hate to tell you this, but you have seen a mirage. You have got what is known as the Sahara Desert Astigmatism. Just a mirage, you don't see.
A mirage?
Yeah. There's a epidemic going around. It seems that some sand from the Sahara Desert blowed over here and get into people's eyes and make them think they're looking at something that they ain't seeing.
Oh, listen, Kingfish. I know it was your car because the radiator was leaking.
Well, now, that proves it right there. And it wouldn't be no mirage if it wasn't water in it, you know.
No, I know I was right, because yours was the only car on the block.
Yeah, probably a one-man mirage. Yeah, I know it is, yeah.
Wait a minute. What is this mirage stuff?
Yeah, well, I'll explain it to you, Andy. A mirage is an optical collusion, a trick that your eyes play on you. It's caused by the eyeballs rotating down instead of the socket. That's what it is.
No fooling, Jonas.
Oh, yeah, and when the muscles of the belladonna presses on the cornea of the iris, it throws the eyebrows out of focus. That's what it is.
Is that right?
Yeah, certainly. And instead of having 20/20 vision, you got 2 off 10 that's 60.
But listen, Kingfish, I know the car was there because I walked up and touched it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Funny thing about this eye trouble, it also affects your fingers, too.
Oh, wait a minute, dear. How can you catch eye trouble in your fingers?
By rubbing your eyes. It's contagious. By the way, hey, you ain't told nobody about seeing or feeling this mirage, have you?
No, only you.
Oh, that's good. Now, don't mention it to nobody, because they are throwing people right into hospital for seeing mirages in the city.
Yeah? Well, I don't want to be stuck in no hospital.
Well, then just keep your big mouth shut and keep your eyes shut, too. There ain't nobody going to find out nothing, you see?
Okay, Kingfish. And thanks for explaining what's wrong with my eyes.
Oh, you welcome.
I could have swore I'd see your automobile.
Come in, Gabby, come in.
Oh, hello, Kingfish.
Yeah, Gabby, I got some news. My old wreck is gone.
Now, where'd you go? Back to your mother?
No, my automobile was stolen.
Well, congratulations.
Well, now, wait a minute, Gabby. If you had a car like mine that was insured for $200 and you caught the thief that stole it, what would you say to him?
Well, first, I'd reach out and grab the knife by the collar. I'd pull him up to me. I'd look him right in the eye. I'd say, did you steal my car? And when he says yes, I'd say to him, I'd say, lovely, lovely.
Yeah, the insurance company is investigating the thing.
Oh, then this car deal was real on the up and up.
Oh, certainly on the up and up. Oh, yeah, nothing fake about this. I even got a $25 reward at home for whoever finds the car, just to show the insurance company that it's on the level, you know.
$25 reward, huh? Well, in that case, I'm going right out and look for it. You know, as the sidelines of my law work, I'm a detective, see?
Oh, now, Gary, wait a minute. Now, don't bother with looking for the car. No, you never find the thing.
What do you mean I'd never find? I was a good detective. I worked as an FBI man in a garage.
FBI, man.
Yeah. Fenders, bumpers, and ignition.
You do detective work, huh?
Yes, see, I'm an expert at trailing. I mean an expert. All day long, I trail dangerous men.
Yeah, but what about at night?
I trail women. I'll never forget there was a woman once who was wanted for 2 years. I kept on a trail, and I finally got her.
Who wanted her?
I did.
No, you get it. If I have to go to court on this car stealing stuff, will he give me a fair deal?
Oh, yes, indeed. You get justice, all right. You really get justice. When you walk into traffic court, the first thing you see is a statue of a woman standing up holding a pair of scales in her hand, equally balanced. She's got a blindfold over her eyes.
To remind you of justice?
No, to remind you of women drivers.
I believe I'll go over to Henry Van Porter's and see if I can get the $200 insurance money.
Hey, Kingfish.
Hello there, Henry. Come in.
Listen, Kingfish, I was just over on Leonard's Avenue looking at that mirage again. And this time there's a man sitting in it.
Well, maybe just a mirage, Inspector, from the Board of Health. This epidemic's getting pretty bad, Henry.
No, he was no inspector. It was the crook that stole your car.
You mean the thief that stole the car was sitting in it?
Yes, sir. He say his conscience has been gnawing on him. I told him you ought to be ashamed of yourself stealing the mirage like that. Kingfish, he's going to bring the car back.
Well, now, wait a minute. Look here. Now, why don't you tell him to ride over to New Jersey, Pennsylvania in the mirage and let his conscience gnaw on him over there?
Oh, no. Look, he really felt bad about it, Kingfish. He say it's the first car he ever stole. But he feels that everybody is entitled to at least one stolen car.
Yeah, good idea.
I told the thief the crime don't pay. But he say it pays as good as anything else do these days. He said that it paid him a little better because there wasn't no withholding tax.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean there. Yeah.
Anyway, the man told me he wants to go straight.
Yeah, well, there ain't no hurry about it. Go back and tell him to drive down to Florida or California, see them first, then go straight later. You see what I mean?
You know, I was going to call a cop and have him arrested, but after talking to the gentleman for a while, I kind of felt sorry for him.
Well, I don't blame you, Brother Henry. Jail ain't the right kind of environment for a man just starting out in crime. No.
I agree with you there, Casey. I think it's our duty to help a fellow like that get a clean start.
Sure, I'll be glad to give him 10 gallons of gas and a road map.
Well, he wanted your name and address, and I give it to him. He went home to change his clothes and coming over here and apologize to you. Ask you not to turn him over to the police and make no report on him.
He's coming over here. Well, I'll be happy to talk to him, give him some good advice. What time's he coming?
They say he'd be here at 3 o'clock. Said he had a few errands to do in the car, and then he'd be over.
Well, 3 o'clock. Funny that fella ain't showed up yet. I wonder if his son has been putting on him. I give him a hope, though. Oh, there he is now. Honest crook. Come in.
Mr. Stevens?
That's right. George Stevens.
My name is Frank Thompson. I came here to see you about your car.
I was expecting you. Sit down, Thompson.
Yeah, thanks.
Now about my car, I don't want you to worry about the things. Just let's forget about it.
But, Mr. Stevens,
I know that your conscience is hurting you for stealing the car, but... Before you bring it back, why don't you take a nice, slow drive, go to California and think it over?
But, Mr. Stevens,
I don't want the insurance company to know.
But, Mr. Stevens...
Wait a minute. The cook that sold the automobile.
No, I'm not.
Uh-oh. I don't open my big mouth and put my foot in it. Oh, me. I know. You is the man from the insurance company.
No, I'm not.
Well, then, who is and what do you want?
I'm the fella that found your car and took it over to your home, and I just wanted to thank you for the $25 reward your wife gave me.
Oh.
Take a minute. See what's in it. When you're buying a vitamin product, read the label. Make sure you get all the vitamins recommended by government experts. You do in VIMS. And 3 essential minerals also. Get VIMS at your druggist. VI for vitamins, MMS for minerals. VIMS. This is the National Broadcasting Company. National Broadcasting Company.